40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Northeast is getting slammed now by a brutal nor'easter. WBZ-TV's Nick Giovanni is about an hour outside of Boston.
Leominster was blanketed by several inches of snow.
Heavy, wet, nasty.
Plow drivers tried to stay out in front of the storm, constantly clearing a path down Main Street. But that proved to be a tall task.
It's been rough, very rough, you know, but thank God I have this car. All-wheel drive, so it's helping me.
Out west in California, more extreme weather. WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it.
Dangerous avalanche conditions have developed across the eastern High Sierra, and this is because of the intense snowfall and the rain and snow at lower elevations, very strong winds that will be gusting between 50 and 80 miles per hour.
Many have already been forced from their homes in Monterey County, where a levee broke, causing dangerous floods. President Biden has taken executive action on guns. CBS's Sarah Cook has details.
The new executive actions include expanding background checks conducted before firearm sales, a move the White House says gets the U.S. as close to universal background checks as possible without passing new legislation. The executive order also takes steps to increase awareness about the effective use of red flag laws that keep guns out of the hands of individuals deemed dangerous.
It also promotes more secure firearm storage and calls for the FTC to analyze how gun manufacturers are marketing to minors. The military says a Russian aircraft has collided with a U.S. drone.
The U.S. European Command says two Russian aircraft conducted an unsafe and unprofessional intercept with an unmanned U.S. surveillance aircraft over international waters in the Black Sea. One of those planes struck the drone, and the U.S. forces then brought the drone down.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick reporting. Boeing just landed a big order from Saudi Arabia for 121 jetliners. The Boeing 787s will be divided among two carriers. Terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but at list prices, it would be worth about $37 billion. Boeing has struggled to sell 787s over the last few years over production flaws. It's been another painful day for employees at Facebook's parent company. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced in a blog post that the Silicon Valley company is cutting 10,000 jobs, as well as not filling 5,000 open positions. The move comes only 4 months after Meta laid off 11,000 workers, with Zuckerberg blaming the heavy cuts on overspending by Meta during the pandemic.
More cuts are expected next month. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The roadblocks are down in Lac des Flambeaux, at least for now. The town board and the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa have reached a temporary agreement to buy time for a permanent solution. Easements on the roads expired more than a decade ago. The tribe started blocking parts of some town roads on tribal land at the end of January. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers consider a bill today to stop the state's licensing board from barring so-called conversion therapy. Republicans have already struck down a recent rule that classified efforts to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity as unprofessional conduct. Governor Evers promises to veto the bill if it passes. In sports, the Bucks beat Sacramento last night 133-124. Milwaukee is at Phoenix tonight. Also tonight, the Badgers open NIT play at home against Bradley. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke, Brian.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're joining me here across the Civic Media airwaves, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the state. Our friends up in Lake Eyre and Amory, Lake Eyre Radio, WLAK 1260 AM, the Talk of Green Bay on WGBW. How are we doing this Tuesday afternoon, E?
Oh, man. Oh, buddy. I mean, last night I was like, why isn't it Friday? It's only Tuesday. I'm having a fine week. Let me preface it. Everything's fine, okay?
Everything's fine, Evan says. It's fine. It's fine.
No. It's that time change messed me up.
Yeah, the week of daylight savings is always just one of those weird weeks. I feel like we got to chalk it up as just kind of a strange week all around.
So. And it never does, though. That's the thing. Normally, I just roll with it. It's fine.
Seriously?
Yeah.
See, I was going to say, because you said no change yesterday. You said you didn't even react. You didn't wake up different. And now it's catching up to you.
Because I was ignorant, right? And ignorance is bliss. I didn't know. Let's be real, okay?
It took a little bit.
I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't looking at my oven for the time. You know, I didn't see my iPhone switch over. Yeah, it was later on once I learned the truth.
Fair enough. Well, folks, if daylight savings time is getting to you as well and you want a couple tangents to take your mind off it, feel free to join us, 844-967-2789. You can call or text all hour long. We will be joined at 2:30 by Dan Schaefer, award-winning columnist for the Recombobulation area. Going to be joining to recombobulate and toss around a few tangents at 2:30. Really thankful for Dan taking time out of his Tuesday afternoon to join us. And we'll get a chance to talk with Dan about the awards that he won from the Milwaukee Press Club, as well as some of the headlines going on here in Wisconsin. We're going to cover a number of those as well before Dan gets here, including some potential Senate candidates that are floating their names out there. And it's an interesting situation to keep an eye on here in Wisconsin for 2024. But it is important to remember, 3 weeks from today, 3 weeks from today will be Election Day in Wisconsin. If you have not yet made a plan to be a voter on Tuesday, April 4th, it's coming up quick. Early in-person absentee voting begins a week from today in most municipalities. It does range area by area. So you'll want to head over to myvote.wi.gov to learn more and make a plan to be a voter. You've got 3 weeks left to make a plan, talk about the consequences of this election with your friends, family, acquaintances, anybody in your life that you believe needs a little nudging, a little reminder to be a voter on Tuesday, April 4th. And so that's coming up quick. We'll keep an eye on that. But there is some individuals out there thinking beyond April 4th to 2024. And we'll get into a story about that. But before we get there, it is very interesting. The Biden administration came out with federal guidelines for what is an acceptable level of PFAS or forever chemicals. Something we've been hearing a lot about here in the state of Wisconsin in recent years. These forever chemicals are used to make products waterproof, water resistant, and because of their nature of being water resistant, they don't break down.
It's even in the firefighter foam.
Yeah, that specifically, it's in the it was designed to be firefighter foam to put out fires, and it's in nonstick ware, so your pots and pans, even fast food restaurant wrappers that you get your Big Mac, or well, I guess Big Mac comes in a cardboard box, but your McDoubles, you know, or your Taco Bell order when it comes in those more kind of waxy paper, the material on there is created with PFAS or forever chemicals. And it's something we've like a lot of things in our lives, we take for granted, and then we find out later that the ramifications of those substances are a lot more harmful to our health than ever initially understood. There are some indications, and these chemical companies are being sued and held liable in some cases for knowingly using these PFAS chemicals. That's a completely different argument. But when we find PFAS in our environment, it is important to know what is an acceptable level.
And when you say environment, you mean our blood, right?
Oh, the drinking water specifically is the big one. But yeah, what's it? If it's in your blood, we're still learning what the ramifications of that is, E. But it is something that we want to know where it is and where it's coming up. And in municipal drinking water is a huge aspect of where we want to know. Because like lead, when you test for it, you want to know if there's lead in the water or in the paint or anything like that. You want to know what the levels are. And lead, scientists have determined, there is no acceptable amount of lead.
Oh, but it's so and sweet, though.
Any part per trillion is hazardous to our health. And so there's been a large debate here in Wisconsin, and the debate has kind of been stalemated for a really long time because for almost 2 years, the Natural Resources Board here in Wisconsin was held hostage by a Walker appointee holdover, Frederick Prenn, formerly a dentist up in Wausau, set on his appointment nearly 2 years beyond its expiration, about 20 months worth of time that could have been spent addressing this problem, PFAS.
And he couldn't even commit to it.
He definitely committed to it.
Oh, but he didn't commit to, I mean, 2 years?
That's a pretty strong commitment.
That's chump stuff. He was going to die in that chair.
No. He was doing the same gamble that the Republican lawmakers here in the Wisconsin legislature had.
Wait out the governor.
Waiting out the 2022 November midterm elections to see if they could get a Republican ally in the governor's mansion.
It was amazing to see. Oh, Evers won? Okay. Guess I'll leave. It was really, really.
It's not hard to understand sometimes what these political actors are doing. They just hope that there's not enough attention paid to it so that they can continue to get away with what they do. And Frederick Prenn, for 20 months, was a holdover on the Natural Resources Board, dragging the board and preventing them from being able to vote on things like what's the acceptable level for PFAS in Wisconsin's waterways. Fresh water, again, part of the identity that makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin. Our dairy state, our sports teams, the outdoors and fresh water, the recreation that our state brings to the state economy is part of our identity. And if we don't know what an acceptable level of PFAS is, or these forever chemicals is in our water, That's a pretty problematic thing.
Yeah.
And so
the fact that we're even determining an acceptable level is sort of troubling too.
Well, I mean, it's,
that we're going to have to deal with this.
It's part of the science, though. E. Yep. The scientists go and they say, okay, well, obviously we don't want this PFAS in the water, but it's there. And let's put some regulations and standards out there for what's an acceptable level. If there's this much, it's okay to drink. It's not going to necessarily have the adverse effects. But if there's this much, then that's a problem. And so setting those levels, very important for how to determine what the quality is of our water here in Wisconsin. The Biden administration coming out today and setting those federal standards, which roughly 35 times smaller than what Wisconsin set after Frederick Prehn and the Republican led Natural Resources Board here in Wisconsin dragged their feet to prevent a stricter ruling here in our state. And this is a piece written up over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Laura Schulte. Federal government's long-awaited standards for forever chemicals in drinking water are set lower than Wisconsin's limits. And that lower is by a lot, folks. And so reading from the piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the agency released a draft of its proposal rules for two common chemicals in the PFAS family of compounds, PFOA and PFOS, at a limit of 4 parts per trillion in drinking water, according to the pre-publication notice from the agency. Communities across this country have suffered far too long from the ever-present threat of PFAS pollution. That's why President Biden launched a whole-of-government approach to aggressively confront these harmful chemicals, and EPA is leading the way forward, EPA Administrator Michael Reagan said in a statement. After the long-fought-out process here in Wisconsin, the state set a PFAS level limit of 70 parts per trillion. Way higher than what the federal government is coming out and recommending now. And so the fact that this is a problem that has been kicked down the road, Republican lawmakers refusing to actually address this problem. Governor Tony Evers, when first elected, made 2019 the year of clean drinking water. He received no assistance from the Republican-led legislature that had just disdain for the fact that Wisconsin voters elected Tony Evers instead of Scott Walker in 2018. And so since Evers' election, with Wisconsin voters signaling that they want some compromise, that's what Wisconsinites want if you talk with them. They want to see common ground found among our lawmakers and our governor to address problems that the entire state is facing, like PFAS. But Republican lawmakers and appointees to boards like the Natural Resources Board have just dragged their feet for 4 years. Now we're on the onset of the next 4 years of the Evers administration. It is going to be very interesting to see whether or not Republicans decide to work with this governor on solving these problems like PFAS in Wisconsin, because apparently the levels we've set, not nearly good enough when it comes to addressing PFAS contamination. And it will be interesting to see, but we all wait for the April 4th election, because that's really going to be what sets the tone for these lawmakers, because they're waiting to hear. They're, again, hedging their bets. They're playing politics rather than solving the problems we elect them to solve. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. If you want to share a tangent with me on this Tuesday afternoon, 844-967-2789. Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
Bleach is healthy. It's mostly water. And we're mostly water. Therefore, we are bleach.
You fellas have nothing to worry about. I'm a professional.
The Ides of March. The day that Caesar was killed. And it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right. March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is hosting a volunteer recruitment party for Judge Janet Protasewicz at the Drunken Cobra in Wauwatosa tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. Free beer, free food, and live music from Evan Christian all night. Buy your ticket at Eventbrite or at the door.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 33. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 18 tonight. Mainly clear skies. High of 46 tomorrow. High of 46 Thursday with a chance for scattered showers. Chance for mixed precipitation, 37 on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star Belt. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. You may ask yourself, why is Luke playing a little cowboy tune? We're going to get to that. It's a whole separate tangent in its own, but before we get there, we're going to head over to the phone lines. We got our friend Bill in Oconomowoc calling in. Bill, what's on your mind?
Thank you so much about talking about the water the Republicans poisoned. And that's exactly what they did. So all they're going to work with us is a pipe dream. They're never going to work with us, period. So that being said, remember, they gaveled in, they gaveled out. Tony, in his wisdom, I think, could have a state disaster or a special emergency order and saying, due to the Republicans wanting to poison the water, we have to take action and just roll it back by government, you know what I'm saying, an order that supersedes and runs over the top of those guys. Because the minute you do that, they're just going to, their hats are going to fly off, their eyes are going to fly off out of their head, because nobody challenges these goofballs. They run investigations, and it's Fox and the Hen House. They have no integrity, they have no honesty, they have no respectability, and they blew their oath of office with all this other garbage they're doing. So Tony, if he takes charge, he can get it done. Or you can have a citizens action group sue their socks down. And on poisoning the water. That's what it's about. And don't wait for them to come to the table. The only way they'll come to the table is if they're in handcuffs. Thank you.
I appreciate the phone call, Bill. And you folks out there in the listening audience can be like Bill. 844-967-2789. You can share your tangents here on Dueling Tangents all hour long. And Bill, I'm holding out hope. I'm very hopeful that we are going to hear a lot more bipartisan sounds come April 5th. I'm very hopeful that there is going to be some zippity-doo-dah and kumbaya being sung here in Wisconsin, because if the conservative majority on the state Supreme Court is no longer, if a quote-unquote liberal majority on the state's highest court occurs after April 4th election, 3 weeks from today, I think Republicans are going to have a whole lot more incentive to try to work and show what they're actually worth here in our state. For the last decade, for more than a decade now, they've been able to hide behind gerrymandered maps. And if they don't have those maps to hide behind, I have a feeling that there is going to be some compromise with the Evers administration and the Republican-led legislature. And that's what I'm holding out hope for. I may be wrong. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. 844-967-2789. But a key indicator is when some of these state Republicans all of a sudden, and I guess the examples that I have here aren't necessarily all state Republicans, but Republicans here in Wisconsin want to run for statewide, they start to change their tune. Best example, two congressmen, Brian Stile and Mike Gallagher, last year decided to shake things up. And on most of the bipartisan bills that came out of the last Congress that was then ultimately signed by President Joe Biden, the Republican congressional delegation here in Wisconsin, adamantly against him. We had very little bipartisan support coming from our Republican congressmen, because they're all men, here in this last congressional cycle. But Mike Gallagher and Brian Stile potentially have desires to run statewide for U.S. Senate in 2024. And when the Respect for Marriage Act came up at the end of last year, they changed their tune and they started voting for it. And so there are signs that bipartisanship can come out of some of these political aspirations, but it'll be interesting to see. And something that's interesting to keep an eye on is who else may throw their hat in the ring, so to say, for the 2024 Senate bid here in Wisconsin against Tammy Baldwin. And this piece, it's just too good not to share, folks. And it is it's over at the Daily Beast. But the headline is, Sheriff David Clark dusts off cowboy hat and eyes run for Senate. And I think it's a lot more likely that Brian Stile or Mike Gallagher run for this seat and are the Republican nominees to challenge incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in 2024. But the amount of candidates that are going to get in that race, probably going to be at least a handful. And apparently David A. Clark thinks that he's got what it takes to take on Senator Baldwin. And just the quotes from this one, Evan, this is why I had to share it. Reading from this piece over at the Daily Beast. This is the quote. As time goes on, he may make a determination. This is referencing former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark. He may make a determination of what to do with the branding he has built up over the years, but not now. Clark would never take anything off the table as it relates to his future. So he's open to a run. But his spokesperson says that his objective right now is to become a thought leader in the conservative movement.
A thought leader.
A Ooh. Thought leader.
Don't hurt yourself.
Former Sheriff David A. Clark, a thought leader of the conservative movement. Tammy Baldwin knows she's vulnerable, said the spokeswoman for Clark. She will be well-funded, but she has no message and runs strictly on her identity politics checklist. She is a backbencher in the United States Senate. Senator Tammy Baldwin, the Wisconsin senator that got more passed during the Trump administration than Ron Johnson, who shared the same party as former President Donald Trump. Senator Tammy Baldwin that put politics aside and got the Respect for Marriage Act passed at the end of last year. If you think that Senator Tammy Baldwin is not a formidable candidate here in Wisconsin, you don't know Wisconsin politics.
She's on a roll.
Yeah. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. If you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. You can follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. We're going to be joined by Dan Schaefer, award-winning columnist of the Recombobulation Area, coming up next. You want to stay tuned for that conversation. Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back. Don't let your babies grow up to be.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Californians are dealing with even more severe weather now, including heavy rain that could melt weeks' worth of snow and cause dangerous floods. Brian Hansen lives in Wilton and says he's ready to evacuate if necessary.
You just know that if things get bad enough, you just need to have a few things you need to pack up and take with you and get out.
Gun safety advocates are praising a new executive order on gun reform signed by President Biden. Nick Saplina's with Everytown.
This executive order, among other things, is seeking to further close the background checks loophole. It really is a remarkably broad executive order, and we're really, really happy about it.
We do expect to hear from the president who's in California in the next hour. And more mega layoffs today at Meta. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Meta, parent company for Facebook and Instagram, is planning to lay off 10,000 workers and will not fill 5,000 open jobs.
The company plans to make even more job cuts over the next 2 months. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. Some people who went to the Muskego, Norway school board meeting Monday night left frustrated after they weren't allowed to speak about racist behavior that was witnessed during a basketball game between Beloit and Muskego High Schools March 3rd. Community members angry after swastikas and the N-word were written in the visiting team's locker room with players called racial slurs during the game. The district says it's looking at video from the event and talking to people with firsthand information. No word on when that investigation will be complete. Vending machines containing fentanyl test strips and Narcan nasal spray will be placed in some Milwaukee County libraries, restaurants, and churches using a portion of $11 million in opioid settlement money. That's according to Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Data from the medical examiner's office shows 462 people died of fentanyl-related overdoses last year in Milwaukee County, more than homicides, suicides, and car crashes combined. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media, and I am joined now by Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, the award-winning column, the Recombobulation Area. Dan, how are we doing on this Tuesday afternoon?
I'm doing well, Luke. Thanks for having me. Always good to join the show. Appreciate the kind words.
Yeah.
About the awards as well. Pretty exciting stuff for us. We got 4 awards this year. That's pretty cool.
You're just like everything, everywhere, all at once. You're cleaning up at the award show, just bringing home the hardware.
That's right. I also like everything bagels, so I don't know if there's a connection there, but there you go.
There you go. It's a tangent, and you know, it's some tangents are short, just like that one. So you like everything bagels too.
Look, it's that movie was the only movie to win an Oscar that had a spinning, weird everything bagel that involved the whole universe.
I also don't know if there were any I don't know if there were any other movies that included that, but yeah, they did clean up on Sunday. And the Milwaukee Press Club, you cleaned up with four awards for your award-winning column, The Recombobulation Area, and covering all things Milwaukee and Wisconsin politics. Really glad that you got some time to join me on this Tuesday afternoon, because it's important to recombobulate. And we've got 3 weeks before the big election that's coming up here in Wisconsin on April 4th, the spring general election. And we'll get to that in a little bit, but we're just wrapping up talking about former Sheriff David A. Clark floating how he may be interested, or at least is open to, a 2024 U.S. Senate run against Senator Tammy Baldwin. And do you think these Republicans are all just discounting or thinking that Senator Baldwin is not as formidable as a candidate as she may be? Or what are your thoughts on Sheriff David A. Clark? And I don't know, were you able to see the news? Because I know that he's got you blocked on some of those social media platforms.
Yeah, you know, he's got his banner on Twitter is that "don't tread on me" thing, and you know, he blocks me on Twitter. You know, it's just a hilarious guy, terrible guy. He did a terrible job running the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Resigned in disgrace in 2014, following a really awful tragedy where there was a death in the Milwaukee County in the prison, and some real questions that he never answered about those deaths, and that he resigned before facing any questions for that, or facing a likely challenge in the following spring election in 2018. But you know, he's got to keep the grift going somehow in the conservative media extended universe. I don't know if he's like I guess he's got some sort of podcast or something right now. I don't know if he's like part of like the Mike Pillow stuff or I don't know. It's hard to keep track of the maniacs in the conservative media environment. But you know, he's floating it out there that he's going to run it, or that he's going to run against Tammy Baldwin. I think if he were to run, we might as well just tell Tammy to just get back to work, because she's going to win. So she's not going to have to do any campaigning in that kind of race. She's already a very strong candidate already. So facing a candidate like David Clark, who is a pretty extreme dude.
Pretty out there guy, yeah. Yeah. Well, and a spokeswoman for the former sheriff says that he's very focused on becoming a thought leader in the conservative movement. And I for somebody to actually type that up and send it off as an official statement for somebody representing former Sheriff David A. Clark, I get a kick out of it that somebody's that bought in to believe that he's becoming a thought leader for the conservative movement. But there's a lot to keep an eye on in that media ecosystem, because everybody's coming out with podcasts or radio shows and everything from the former Trump administration. David A. Clark guest hosting conservative talk radio here in Wisconsin back in 2020, in the weeks leading up to the January 6th insurrection. David Clark was guest hosting a conservative talk show host's hour or a couple hours, I believe, on the Wisconsin airwaves, and held interviews with the leaders of the Proud Boys, the same organization that was coordinating that attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And so if you really need to know anything about the sheriff and his time since being a sheriff, I think that one sums it up pretty well. And I have a feeling that Sheriff David A. Clark entering that 2024 Republican Senate primary is only going to make things more chaotic and more crazy in a race for the base voters of the Republican Party here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think the thing you mentioned with talk radio, I think, is one of those events that has totally flown under the radar in retrospect, because, you know, he filled in as the guest host for Mark Belling on News Talk 1130 here in Milwaukee. And one of the guests that he brought on the show was Enrique Tarrio, from the leader of the Proud Boys. And they promoted the Stop the Steal rally in Wauwatosa, outside of Mayfair Mall, that they had together. So it was like a bunch of the talk radio people, Vicky McKenna, David Clark and the actual Proud Boys, who they were like celebrating this event with. So it was really the type of it was a type of precursor event to January 6th. And, you know, we had all these Stop the Steal rallies happening in Wisconsin with a bunch of the conservative talk radio hosts and the Proud Boys all really worked together for these ridiculous rallies, and I think stuff like that gets overlooked. But yeah, he's, I don't know exactly what the 2024 primary is going to shape up like for those who are running against Tammy Baldwin. You know, it purports to be a pretty weird one, just with the state of the Republican Party in Wisconsin these days. You know, I think everything in Wisconsin state politics and government and everything is on hold until after April 4th right now. And so I think, you know, you're seeing in some other states that some maneuvering and some announcements about 2024 runs and whatever else. I think that's all on hold right now in Wisconsin while parties kind of focus their efforts on April 4th.
Well, some of these outside actors, though, that are considering maybe a run in that 2024 race are active. They are, like other states, they're not as concerned with what April 4th may bring for Wisconsin. They're concerned about getting their name out there ahead of 2024. David Clark being one of them. Conservative businessman Eric Hovde, who considered running for governor last fall, early last year, and then chose not to when Tim Michaels got in the race. But Hovde was on Vicky McKenna's show earlier today, airing the same argument that the Wall Street Journal's opinion op-ed page had, saying that it was woke diversity that led to this bank run out in Silicon Valley. And so there are individuals outside of current elected office that are floating these ideas, getting their name out there ahead of 2024. And yes, 3 weeks from one day from now, that's when we're going to really start to gear up. But all eyes, for the most part, are on April 4th, Tuesday, April 4th, the spring general election here in Wisconsin, Dan. And you recently, with the recombobulation area, had on Charles Franklin, the Marquette University Law School pollster. And a lot of what your conversation on the podcast that you had with Professor Franklin, is it? I guess I don't know how to refer to Charles.
He's the director. He's the director of the Marquette University Law School poll. Yeah.
Gotcha. And the conversation there all surrounded about how to predict what turnout is going to be come April 4th. And what can you share with us? What are you after having that conversation with Charles? What are your thoughts on what Wisconsin is going to look like for that Tuesday, April 4th election that's coming up 3 weeks from today?
Yeah, I think, you know, we kind of talked about some of the takeaways from the primary and what of those could actually be learned for the general election. And I think the turnout piece was a really big part of it, because as we discussed on the podcast, the turnout kind of varied around the state, but it was overall very, very high for a spring election primary. And so I think, you know, the thought here is that, you know, the turnout could get to as high as maybe 1.5 million voters in April. And so I think, you know, you look at some of the high turnout parts of the state, some of the varying turnout parts of the state. The biggest factor in turnout in recent elections in Wisconsin has been Dane County, because Dane County turns out at a rate higher than any other county in the state, and they are producing margins for Democratic candidates that is just remarkable. And so if Dane County is going to turn out at an exceptional rate, which I think we can safely predict that they are, then, you know, there's kind of nothing that Republicans have that can compete with that turnout engine right now. And, you know, as Republicans have continued to kind of lose ground in the WOW counties around the Milwaukee suburbs, and, you know, kind of you have a number of these swing regions, kind of like the south and western parts of the state, the Fox Valley, always key swing regions. You know, it'll be interesting to see kind of where turnout is in some of those places, kind of where the Republican votes to meet that margin from Dane County might come from, because they're going to need some of those right-leaning voters in the Wild counties that they relied on for so long. They're going to need some of those, you know, kind of Western Wisconsin, white working class votes that helped drive victories for Donald Trump and Derek Van Orden. And they're going to need some votes in the Fox Valley as well. So I think, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see. One of the things that I asked Charles was what's going to be the first thing that you take a look at on election night to kind of get a read on how the election's going. And he said, you know, kind of where the percentage that Daniel Kelly would be at in the Wow counties, because that was where in the primary, obviously, Jennifer Doro, being from Waukesha County, having a lot of name recognition in the Milwaukee media market after the Daryl Brooks trial, she really did well in the Milwaukee media market, but she didn't really do well anywhere else. So if Daniel Kelly is around the marks that Tim Michaels put up in that kind of 60-ish percent range in Waukesha County, Ozaukee County, then he's in trouble, and then he's probably going to lose the race because he needs to be closer to 70% in those Wow counties. So I think, you know, that was kind of the first thing that Charles mentioned that he was going to be looking at when the results roll in on April 4th.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined this half-hour segment by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. And that's really one of the big takeaways of recent elections here in Wisconsin, Dan, is the amount that... Because conservatives are still winning the Wow counties. They're just not winning the Wow counties by as much as they used to. And that shift has been pretty indicative of where the statewide races are going for candidates. And I have a feeling come Tuesday, April 4th, that's going to be where the focus is. And it may be a later night. It may be closer. But if I recall correctly, back in 2020, that April election, the COVID-19 pandemic had just begun, but the race got called. It was a whole week that we had to wait for those results, wasn't it? Because of the absentee ballot results and how the state decided to count the giant influx of voters voting by absentee ballot.
So yeah, I think we had to wait a few days to find out the election. That was so chaotic. Once we go back through all the details of what happened in that particular election, it's wild. Someday someone will write like an oral history of the spring 2020 election with the, you know, the "this is ridiculous" sign of people standing outside the only five polling places that are open in the city of Milwaukee.
And the assembly speaker of Wisconsin's state assembly just all in protective wear saying, "You're perfectly safe to go out. I just look like this because it's a normal Tuesday election day, right, folks?" Maybe not the case. I'll be interested to hear that oral history one day. Joined this half hour by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media here in Madison for Mad Radio 92.7 and around the state. If you want to learn more about what civic media is up to, you can head over to the website civicmedia.us. You can see all the stations, all the programs, and sign up to learn more about our growing radio network. We're going to continue the conversation with Dan Schaefer on the other side of this break. Stay tuned for weather. Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
And they stay there.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. and Dom.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand,
Make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is hosting a volunteer recruitment party for Judge Janet Protasiewicz at the Drunken Cobra in Wauwatosa tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. Free beer, free food, and live music from Evan Christian all night. Buy your ticket at Eventbrite or at the door.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 18 tonight, under mainly clear skies, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 46. Cloudy tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 39. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for mixed precipitation on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Well, the night came fast. She was burning cold like gas.
Oh, welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to this fine program across Civic Media, and we are joined by Dan Schaefer, award-winning columnist with the Recombobulation Area. Dan, a couple of headlines that I'm recombobulating around today. Sorry to steal your word. Am I allowed to use recombobulate, or is that like a TM thing? You got the
for you. For you can use it. Not everyone, I'm not going to allow, but for you, Luke, you can use Recombobulate whenever you'd like.
Just on Tuesdays.
Takedown notice, DMCA, he's coming for you.
just on Tuesdays at 2:30 when you join me here on the program. And these ones are interesting because, so a lot of individuals noted, the Republican legislature didn't take any votes throughout the month of February. They kind of sat on their hands as the primary for the state Supreme Court race unfolded. They weren't doing a whole lot, and it's kind of par for the course. They packed up shop at the beginning of March last year and didn't do any legislating for a good part of 10 months in 2022. And so it's more or less par for the course, but it's interesting to then see when they decide to take action at the state capitol. And so in January, they passed a few ballot referendum they hope is going to gin up support for April 4th. They went dormant in February, and now it's the middle of March, and one of the first things that the state assembly is picking up is a ban on bans of conversion therapy. And that may be confusing for some individuals. Why are you banning a ban? Well, the state licensing board earlier this year had a ruling of their board, these therapists and psychologists and individuals that deal with these licenses, banned conversion therapy last year in Wisconsin. And the Republican-led board that oversees that board reversed that ban. And now the legislature wants to put a whole ban on banning conversion therapy here in Wisconsin. And it seems like this is one of the few things that Republican lawmakers can get behind in Wisconsin right now. It's confusing that this is what they choose to pick up after 6 weeks, 7 weeks of not taking any votes at the state capitol.
Yeah, of all things to be focused on, right? Like, of all things that you could be, there's plenty of issues in Wisconsin that we need to be addressing right now that our state legislature, our extremely powerful state legislature, sitting on a $7 billion surplus that has not responded to the governor's budget proposal. There's plenty of things that they could be working on right now. The fact that they're focusing on this is pretty ridiculous. They're trying to make sure they're trying to ban the bans on conversion therapy. Conversion therapy is equates to torture. This is not a real therapy. This is something that, you know, that doesn't work, and that is extremely cruel and ridiculous towards LGBTQ people. And you know, this is not the type of thing that our state legislature should be taking action on. And I think if you look at, you know, what Wisconsin's state legislature is doing in comparison to, you know, states like Minnesota and Michigan and Illinois that are expanding rights for LGBTQ individuals, you know, it's just going to put us backwards. Our cities, they're dragging the state backwards, and it's extremely frustrating.
Yeah, the governor went around the state after his reelection in November and listened to communities, put together a budget proposal, and presented it in February to the legislature. They didn't take any rulings throughout the month, or they didn't take any votes. They didn't do a whole lot of anything. In the month of February, Governor Tony Evers, at the beginning of this month, is saying, what's your plan? Where is your plan? If you don't like mine, fine. But where are you at so that we can try to find some compromise and meet in the middle? And the Republicans have broadcasted that they have no intention of creating a plan until April 5th, the soonest. That is when the first listening session will be held by the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. They are waiting until they find out whether or not they have an ally in the Wisconsin Supreme Court to see how they move forward. And so I have a feeling over the next 3 weeks, as this state Supreme Court race unfolds, we are going to hear only more and more of these headlines, because they're doing it as well with a proposal that Republican lawmakers are seeking to mandate armed SROs, school resource officers, in public schools in Madison and Milwaukee. Nowhere else. They're not going to mandate it for any other. It is usurping local control one more way to try to force these communities that said, hey, we don't want that anymore. We're going to vote on our local school boards and at the local level. We're going to vote not to have these SROs in our schools. And Republicans are saying, we're going to force you to do it. And these are the only kind of policies that we're seeing out of the legislature over the next 3 weeks, I fear.
Yeah, and at the same time, we have, you know, you mentioned those legislative listening sessions from the Republican co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee. They scheduled them, all of them, for after the April election. They didn't schedule any listening sessions in the city of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County. Zero.
None.
So we, you know, we're always hearing from Republicans around the state about Milwaukee, but they're not listening to Milwaukee. They're not listening to what Milwaukee has to say about anything. So the yesterday at University of Wisconsin Milwaukee, the four Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee held their own listening session, since the Republicans weren't going to do it. They held their own listening session to hear what people have to say. People talking about shared revenue, people talking about schools, people talking about all sorts of different issues that actually impact Milwaukee and that people would want to see. But Republicans just aren't listening. And you know, it's just the latest example of what you're able to do with these entrenched rule that comes through these gerrymandered maps.
Yeah. And so we will keep an eye on these proposals the Republicans believe that they're going to advance between now and the April 4th election. But one thing to keep a closer eye on, even, that brings joy is what the Milwaukee Bucks are doing. And in just the last minute here that we've got left in today's show, you must be elated. Back-to-back 9 p.m. tip-off games. Are you in heaven?
Love the late games. I'm excited. Last night was one of the most fun Bucks games I've watched in a long time.
I couldn't follow.
It was a wild one.
It was 11:30 at night, and I wanted to go to bed, and I was all up in arms, ready to go to war with Brooke Lopez. It was incredible. And yeah, the Bucks taking care of business in Sacramento last night. Hoping they'll do the same again in Phoenix tonight. Dan Schaefer, award-winning columnist. Real quick, before we end, what's the best way for everybody to find your work, Dan?
You can find me on Substack, and I publish the Recon Bibulationary. You can also find me on Twitter at Dan R. Schaefer, where I occasionally tweet about things other than the Milwaukee Bucks.
Not this time of year. It's mostly all Bucks this time of year. Thanks so much. Yeah, thanks so much, Dan. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/duelingtangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. William Walter filling in for me on a Wednesday. I will talk to you all on Thursday. Have a great week. Thanks, Dan.
March 15th. March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of the 50% off on our Civic Media premium weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.